6:30.
And go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for being here. We'll call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Rafter here. Trustee Green is not here yet. Trustee Simpson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
We are going to table item number 13 for tonight. Are there any other suggested changes to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion to accept the amended agenda.
Move to adopt as presented.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to accept the amended agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 3, announcements. Village board meeting is canceled, much to your dismay, for Tuesday, April 4th, due to the spring elections. We host our elections right here in Village Hall, so we don't have room for a village board meeting that evening. Secondly, notice of public hearing on March 29th. On March 29th, the Village Board of Trustees of the Village of Alloway will consider a change of the zoning ordinance regulations to enact proposed amendments to the Village of Alloway Municipal Code regarding floodplain zoning. That's just an announcement. All are invited to attend. The public hearing will be Wednesday, March 29th at 5:30 p.m. right here in Village Hall. If you'd like to see the proposed changes, you can view them in person at Village Hall, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. or Friday from 7 to 11 a.m. You can also go to the Village of Alloway WI.gov website for more information. Next, 2023 Shoe Drive. I believe this is the second annual, isn't it? The second annual 2023 Shoe Drive. Donate your new or gently used shoes for Hope and Olive, a nonprofit that is collecting shoes for children all over the world, right?
They get used everywhere.
They get used everywhere. All they ask are that the shoes must be dry and free of holes. You can get information on that at hopeandolive.org/shoe-drive. That's a tonneful. And are we going to have, for all the spots, and there will be a box right here at Village Hall for that as well. So, local nonprofit, and last year, Alloway residents supported it very well, and we ask that you continue to do so. Do I have any other announcements from my fellow board members? Any other announcements from staff? Brad?
Yeah, just want to, if you haven't been following the cremation, is it on?
It's on.
Yep.
Okay. If you have not been following the news about the survey that's available for the Green Bay School District, there is a survey that's online. If you go to the Green Bay School District, the survey is due March 24th. Carrie sent out a message today just to try to encourage people to take that survey.
And for those of you who don't know, the survey is, right now the school board is considering downsizing the number of schools. And the schools in Alloway are in many of the conversations. So if you want to give your two cents, I surely encourage you to do so. Tell your friends and neighbors to do so as well. Thank you, Brad. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 4, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience this evening who would like to say talk about something that is not on this evening's agenda? Come on up. Long time no see.
Yes. It is kind of related to the 2023 resurfacing.
Okay, if you could give me your name and address,
sure.
Please.
I'm Mary Ellen Merck. I live at 461 Roseland Boulevard in Alloway. And our half of the street was done 2 years ago. And when it was done, we talked about the fact that it was narrowed a little bit. And when we have the fishing trailers on that street, it becomes a safety issue to get by them. So they have now started again. So my husband and I were driving down the street in our Explorer, and my husband, who's a former EMT, was like, we're never going to get a fire truck down here. We're never going to get an ambulance down here if they're parked on both sides of the boulevard. So we had talked about keeping an eye on that and possibly putting up temporary parking orders, because when they run out of room down at the boat launch, they start parking on our street and all the way up. Yep. At the big parts, it's not a big deal, but when you get to those boulevards between the snow and them, you can't get by.
Okay.
So, and I had a couple of other issues related to the street resurfacing this year. Should I wait, or do you want me to talk about those now?
You can say no.
Okay. One of the things that last time that we had an issue with was communication and timely communication with everybody, and I'm hoping that we'll let the whole street know when it's starting, for blockages, not getting into driveways and things like that. The other thing that we did not know about was that trash pickup time change. So all of us were putting our trash out at our normal time and it wasn't getting picked up, and we couldn't figure out why. It's because the time was changed on us.
Okay.
Also, the mailboxes were moved and we had no idea that they were moved. We were not notified that they were moved, so those were little things that we had issues with.
Yeah.
So if we can just make sure that that communication is occurring, and I know that there's a 24-hour notice to the residents, but if 48 is better, because they would put notices in our mailbox at 7 a.m., we would go to work, come home at 5 o'clock, and they would say, oh, by the way, you'll have no access to your driveway tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. That's a 24-hour notice, but we don't know until we get home. So if we could look at 48, that would be great. And then the other issue was the replacement of the grass after. It looks awful right now. It has for 2 years. The landscaping was just not well done. Okay.
Okay.
I made my list.
Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Come on up, sir.
Hello, Lori.
Hi. Can you give us your name and address, please?
Sure can. Maxwell Prangy, 226 Warm Court.
Thanks, Maxwell. What can we do for you?
This is Callie.
Hello, Callie.
Yeah, Callie, sit down. She's a service dog. Anyway, we just wanted to bring up something and just kind of take a look at it from a different angle. The underpass at Heritage Hill that's there, it's a beautiful thing. History there, and we seem to have trouble getting over the road there because it's so busy, things are crazy, and we're figuring things out.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's like the answer's right there. And the first idea maybe was the best one, to go under. And I just see it every day as we walk there across the trail. I just can't help think to myself, this whole situation just seems so thick, you know, red tape. It's like the state's involved, the county's involved, LA's involved, everyone's involved. But it's just like right there. It seems so logical just to move the fence, open the underpass, give the people a way down to the trail, down to the river. And something I think we should consider in a comical, non-comical way is like, what if one night a posse forms in the street, show up in the morning and move the fence? Oh no, the fence was moved. Oh look, there's the underpass. Who did that? Oh no, the secret group, we'll call them Claude's Cadets, did it one night. Would the village have a problem with that? And what would it be like, oh, look, there's the answer. Oh, someone moved the fence at night.
You might do that in Chicago.
I mean, you could. I mean, been watching a lot of series where people do these things. So, you know, getting ideas, but let me just tell you, every day I think it. We almost get hit all the time. It's so busy there. People flying around.
Yeah.
It's just a problem spot. The answer's right there. And it just seems like I can just do it at night and fix the problem. And then would I get in trouble? I mean,
well, you kind of already told
me. I just want you to make a statement for consideration.
I'm guessing if that fence moves, somebody's going to knock it into
your door. Consider what if that happened off the record. But if that happened, I guess that's my point.
Well, your first point was a very good point.
Okay.
Second point, I wouldn't recommend.
I wouldn't recommend either, but you see my point.
Yep, and we've had those discussions many times. And
yeah, it's so thick, yeah. But it's like, we can just do it. I can just literally do it. I get my friends, literally can do it.
Well.
And I would volunteer my time for 1 year to Perry Show to open the gates on a timely basis.
That might work.
I will chase anyone and everyone out. 1 year time, see if I can deputize something. No one will be there at night. Let's open the gates of Harris Hill in a timely manner, close them at night, and let's use the land of the people.
That could count for your community service hours.
Yes, I did community service 1 year. Carrie, write that one down.
Sorry.
Before you sit down.
Okay.
You're talking about you go down Lazar,
yes,
on the north side, right, of Heritage Hill State Park.
We have a state park.
And
land.
When you get to Riverside,
right there,
that's dangerous to cross.
It's incredibly dangerous to cross. We see everyone running for their lives. We've all seen them do it.
Okay.
People don't stop. They're not nice anymore.
Okay. Now, there is a signal and crosswalk on the other side. But
I
there's no way to
life.
Get there from where you
okay.
are.
I have to risk my life on my
guys, hold on. Let's not get into a big debate.
No, I'm sorry. But you guys just see my point.
Yep.
It would be great for everyone. And really I could do it at night. So just tell me. Talk to you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Maxwell.
Thanks. Right, thanks. Kelly is also for that.
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay. You want Kelly to hit now?
No, I had a question. There is no... No, that's okay. The staff
yeah,
is... Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Sean or Brad, there's no sidewalk.
Yeah.
On the east side.
Chris, why don't we talk about that?
Very skinny sidewalk. Yeah, and no plows.
Thanks, Maxwell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your service.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the evening or in the audience this evening who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will close the public comments section of our meeting and move on to item number 5 under old business, action regarding ordinance 2023-01, paragraph 145-12, relating to minimum period of operation for a liquor license. And we talked about this earlier at an earlier meeting, and Carrie has put together the wording, but this is basically to limit the amount of time that someone can be granted a liquor license and not take advantage of it. And the three items, and tell me if I'm incorrect, A is if it's not open for business within 60 days of granting such license, it reverts or they no longer have access to the license. B is it's if a business is not open for business for a period of 60 consecutive days or more. And C, if it's not open for business at least 50% of the days within the 365 consecutive day period. Is that pretty much it?
Mm-hmm.
So do I have a motion on this item?
I would move to approve the ordinance as presented.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, any discussion?
Just one.
Yes.
Should we also put in there that any fees that have been paid up to that point will be non-refundable?
I think it says that.
Does it? I was skimming it real quick and I didn't see that.
I don't know if we have any fees. Excuse me. I don't know if we have any fees within the village itself that get refunded once they're paid.
Right.
If you were to get a license for something but leave the village halfway through the year, you wouldn't get half of it refunded. The only thing I think we refund would be a deposit And that's not necessarily a fee.
Good point, though. Okay, any other discussion? And you can talk to council, and if they think that's a good idea, add it to it. Okay, we have a motion to approve ordinance 2023-01, revocation or suspension of licenses. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number six, action regarding Lytle Street nominal payment parcel report for real estate acquisition. There are 89 parcels, total cost of $130,000. Sean?
That is correct. The nominal payment parcel report has been completed for the acquisition of real estate along Lytle Street. Here tonight to review that with you is Randy Moss from Moss Associates.
Come on up, Randy.
Yeah.
So the report is basically, it's a chance for the village to see what the sales study has turned into these acquisitions we're making. So there's temporary easements, permanent easement, and fee acquisitions. Each one of those things is broken down in the sales study as to the dollars per square foot. In the case of the temporary limited easement, it's also based on what's the rental rate of that land. Now, when I started doing this 27 years ago, we gave you $25 and it was enough money for a six pack and a fish fry. It's changed. Somehow the lawyers got into this, and so you've had to create a situation where you not only determine what the rental rate is, but also what's the inflation rate and what is the discount rate to determine what is the value of that land over time for these temporary easements. So if anybody's aware of what the housing market and land values have turned into lately and interest rates, you're kind of aware that things are moving up. So the nominal report reflects what the market is. And the sales study that the nominal report is based on is the market values, the current market values as of the date of the sales study. So approval of this allows us to mail out the packet of documents and forms to all the owners, to the 89 owners, and hopefully get a bunch of them back as soon as possible. We have until November 1st to turn in all these forms and documents to DOT. So that's kind of the Reader's Digest version.
How many of these are temporary versus permanent?
I don't have that memory. Okay. There was quite a few fee acquisitions on this. They're very narrow strip takings. We're not buying 5 feet of right of way into someone's yard. They're pretty much just, I think they're basically just to align where the sidewalk will be and to set the new right of way line. So the temporary easements are to allow us to work behind the construction to work behind the sidewalks and match the grades to the new improvements. I think there's one or two permanent easements that are just for drainage and replacing drains. That's about it.
Okay, any questions for Randy?
Do the letters go out certified or registered mail or
no,
just regular?
Regular mail.
And then we hope people read them and send them back?
Yes. Yeah. Apparently there's already people sending it. So the ambulance chasers come out in this guy. They can look on the DOT sites and see when these projects are coming up. And so the appraisers generally start sending out stuff. And some of it's a little misleading as to what actually is going on and why they need to contact them, but it's way before we've sent anything out. So But our stuff will go out regular mail tomorrow. So I would hope within the next month we have a good return on that stuff. Everybody gets a return envelope, the temporary easement or warranty deed. There's some other forms that DOT requires signatures on in order to approve the project.
Is there a dollar amount in there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So there'll be a, one of the forms that they get is called a nominal payment parcel waiver of appraisal, a DOT. So they, it basically is saying, I will accept your offer and waive my right to an appraisal. Because they have the right to, everybody has the right to an appraisal, but the sales study has already kind of taken that need off the table, hopefully. But if they demand an appraisal, you have to give it to them and give them the right to have a second appraisal done at the village's expense. So I'm hoping that there will be very little of that. I think the offers are, they're not being lowballed by any means, I don't believe. It's very fair if you look at the sales study and the sales that they used and their reasoning for the adjustments and the interest rate that they use for temporary easements. I think they're reasonable. So hopefully we get a great response. And
what do you normally get? Is there a norm that's 75% in the first week and a half, 2 weeks?
You know, it varies. It really does. There's a lot of, I mean, you guys have had, I think, a number of information meetings, so people are well aware of what's going on. There's no assessment for this project or special assessment to the owners. So there's really, no one's really getting badly fanged by this project. It's really kind of a win-win. There are projects that I've done where when there is an assessment, and it just, it's a long slog through that to get to the end, because they'll be calling you guys and they'll be calling Sean and me and everybody else because they're upset that they're going to get nailed for $75 a front foot in assessments and more.
Randy, just to make a correction real quick, we do special assess for the installation of a new lateral.
Okay.
And we're
but not
working.
The.
No, we not we do not special assess for the street improvement or for sidewalk.
Question. First line item, parcel number 27. Land value is $1,100, total is $2,605. Why the difference?
I think there probably is a sheet in front of that.
Yeah.
So right there, 27 yep. at the bottom. So what? There's a fee purchase on that parcel, which is $1,505, and then the temporary limited easement portion is $1,100. So they're just added. This is the way that the form is designed. I would have designed it differently myself, but. The fee ones have basically two lines to add things up.
And what is the fee for?
The fee is for if we're actually purchasing right away. So if we're purchasing fee title to something, to own it,
okay,
which would require a warranty deed.
Okay. Chris?
Two questions. And that opening analogy got my attention and it was so colorful. I want to make sure I'm getting the gist of it. You mentioned, you know, years ago, $25 in a six pack, and you had your easement. And what? How long ago was that?
I started in 95.
So okay. Okay. Not an ancient history.
And
is that for temporary easements or for?
This most of it was for temporary easements.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second question, and maybe it's for staff too, anyone in the history, and this is just, I think there ought to be a distinction between projects negotiating with somebody who's going to have to pay an assessment, and in Alloway, we're not docking them. I can see them playing hardball if we're going to dock them so much per foot, but if they're not getting docked per foot, they're still playing hardball. And do you see a difference in communities or jobs where it is going to be an assessment, or as far as what the prices are? I don't know if I'm making that question clear. But
I mean, you can't, the market value is what the market value is. So you fair market value is what you're required to offer the owner. Not that you can't go, well,
make an allowance for how that
yeah,
paid
this is
for.
A little easier, a little harder. You can't, it's fair, because, yeah. You know, someday if that appraiser has to show up in court, you know, because they contest, you know, you go through a condemnation and they contest it, the owners, they've got to be able to say, well, no, I didn't have my finger on the scale. This is what everybody across the board
okay.
got this.
Yeah, I didn't have that basic understanding.
Yeah,
but it's,
no,
it's divorced from how the
oh, yeah.
municipality
is. I guess I was being a little flippant, but I was trying to, you know, the times have changed for how we handle acquiring right away. They become much more litigious. It's just the statutes are replete with.
Well, and we hope that we are doing what's
cases.
Fair, and we'll get a good response.
I don't think
I'm sure
I think
we'll
you guys are in really good shape to have this go through. It's a big project, but it's. I just don't unless you you know. There's always people that
yep.
have issues. But
yep.
thank
think
you. That was, President Rafter. That was just my two cents that. Given the way we treat it, mm-hmm. it'd be nice if we didn't have to sweeten the pot as much as we do. But if that's the world we live in, that's the world we live in.
Right. Yeah. You can't make distinctions between.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
We're being asked to approve the nominal payment parcel report. Prepared by Moss and Associates so they can go forward and send the letters out to our residents. Does anyone want to make that motion? Trustee Genrich, do
I have
a second?
I make the motion that we approve the ordinance as presented, or I should say the nominal payment parcel report for real estate acquisition.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Thank you, Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris. We have a motion to approve the report from Moss & Associates and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Item number 7, action regarding amendment to 2021 solid waste agreement. Mr. Jean.
Thank you. In 2021, the Bills Board had approved solid waste management service agreement. That was mainly because of the construction of the new south landfill and the cost associated with that. Just recently, Brown County Solid Waste Department had informed the member communities of an amendment to add a direct call rate to the tipping fee schedule. And here to review that with you tonight is Mark Walter, Solid Waste Department Business Development Manager. Thanks for coming tonight, Mark.
Come on up, Mark. Could you give us your name and address, sir?
My name is Mark Walter. I live at 1350 Service Street in the city of Green Bay.
Thank you.
As Sean mentioned, in 2021, I think I came before you to talk about the Solid Waste Management Services Agreement, which was an updated agreement for solid waste services, including recycling, garbage, and so forth,
mm-hmm.
For disposal either through our transfer station on the west side or at our new south landfill. The impetus was because we knew we were building a landfill and we wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of it and the costs associated with that were potentially going to increase our tipping fees over time. Over the course of last year, with our first year of opening, we opened January 3rd, 2nd of 2022, so we've been open a little over a year now. We realized that we could really offer a much better rate for communities that would directly haul to the south landfill because we're not paying for the hauling costs from our transfer station. So we looked at our contract we had and basically it came down to the fact that we actually couldn't offer a lower rate as with most government agencies. Our rates are set by ordinance of the county board through at budget time. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a direct haul rate when we first put the contract together. When we looked at it last year after doing our budgeting and going through the county board, they approved a direct haul rate that's substantially lower. It's about $10 a ton less than what we would charge at our transfer station. But to have that available to the communities, we have to go through an amendment process. And so this amendment actually adds that rate to the contract, inserts it into one of the definitions in there, so we have it in there, updates the fee schedule to show it. And then there were a couple other pieces of language in the original solid waste services agreement that were that we missed in our editing process. One area said Brown County, it should have said Brown County Solid Waste Board was an authority we were working with. So they're highlighted in red within the amendment there. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty straightforward, and it does offer, even if you're not hauling a lot of material directly to the South Landfill, anything that goes down there is certainly a benefit at this lower rate. And that's what we became aware of it when we started talking to communities, and they said, well, we're taking our street sweepings straight to the landfill rather than having a hauler. Some of the private the communities that have private haulers, their private haulers were hauling stuff down there, and it's like, okay, well, we really need to get this into your, you know, into your contract with it so that we can make sure we're offering that rate.
Okay. Any questions for Mark? Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. One simple question, I hope. What is a BOW?
Oh, BOW, Brown, Outagamie, Winnebago.
Thank you.
Solid waste management.
It was simple.
Yep. We run the landfills and the recycling facility.
Thank you. These other ones would have been a wolf.
Okay. I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve the amendment.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the amendment to our Brown County Solid Waste Management Services Agreement, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for being here. Item number 8, action regarding 2023 street resurfacing bid.
Bids for this year's street resurfacing project were open on February 16th. Those streets that were included in the base bid were Longview Avenue, Mission, Derby. It had included bid items for miscellaneous street patching and repair. There were alternate bids included in the contract for Kenny and Van Buren Street. There were two contractors that had bid on the work, MCC and Northeast Asphalt. We do have money within our budget to accept an alternate to the base bid. We don't have enough to accept alternate one, but we would have enough to accept alternate two. In the evaluation of bids, we can choose to select an alternate, we can choose to select both, or we can choose not to select any at all. If we elect to choose an alternate, that cost will be added to the base bid amount, and the bid will be evaluated on a total adjusted base bid amount. With alternate two added to the base bid, the adjusted total base bid amounts for the project for MCC is $649,890.29, and the adjusted total base bid provided by Northeast Asphalt is $657,814.30. With that being said, this was reviewed at the Public Works Committee, and the committee had made a recommendation to the Village Board to accept MCC's base bid and Van Buren Street alternate bid for an adjusted total base bid amount of $649,890.29.
Is this a fixed bid project, or is it?
Unit price.
Unit price.
Yeah.
And they know how many units they need. So can it be more?
Yes.
By how
We do our best to determine plant quantity, and we replaced quantity. Our quantities are pretty close because we utilize the GPS that we purchased not too long ago to go and survey the pavement areas. So typically speaking, our infield placed quantities is close to what we had estimated.
And in the spirit of our public comment statement earlier today, when will notifications go out to our neighbors in these projects?
As soon as we have a schedule from the contractor, okay, we'll get out a notice. I'm working on a couple different projects right now, but she was referring to as a street reconstruction project.
Right.
So typically, when before the project starts, we'll have a pre-construction meeting. We'll get a schedule from the contractor, and at that time, when the schedule is known, we'll work on getting a letter out to those affected by the project.
Okay. Not right now. Sorry. Rules, you know? and the likely start date, you said they could start as soon as this is agreed to, right?
Weather permitting, after we have signed contracts, we've reviewed and found their shop drawings acceptable. Weather permitting, they could get started as soon as end of April, I guess, early May. And they would have a completion date of October 6th. However, once work starts on this particular project, they have so many working days to get the work completed.
Mm-hmm. Are the neighbor or are the people on these streets aware that their streets are going to be resurfaced this year? I know people on Longview know, but
this is a little bit different than a reconstruct project because
right.
we're in and out within a few weeks. There's very little inconvenience to those that live on these streets. On a reconstruct project, there's a lot of correspondence that goes out. But on this particular project, whatever we've done in the past, we're going to follow.
Okay.
Correspondence.
It surely wouldn't hurt if this all passes. It surely wouldn't hurt to send it out to our email list, just letting people know what streets are going to be done.
We already have that on our webpage. If you go to our webpage.
Yeah, I realize that. Very few people know to go look at the webpage. So sending out an email doesn't hurt.
To those that have...
Everyone who's registered, just saying...
Okay.
FYI, these are the projects that we're going to be working on this year for the street resurfacing. Start sometime this spring, and if you live on these streets, you'll be hearing from us a couple weeks before the project starts. Minimal impact to your schedules.
Sure.
Okay.
President Rector, you had social media too.
Yeah, and social media would be a great idea. Okay, any other questions for Sean?
Yes. Not a question, but a comment.
Yep.
In terms of reviewing the bids, there was one item, supplemental bid items. Sean and I discussed things Jeff backtracked to MCC because one of the supplemental items that could come into play, they called it geocode reinforcement. Thank you. The difference between the two bidding companies was close to $20,000, which would have, if that was the case and that was needed, it actually make NEA the lower bid. There's an error in terms of what MCC used as their unit price for that, so it wouldn't be something that would cause the MCC price to exceed NEA.
And the supplemental bid items are in the event that we need to do some EBS or put down some grid in it. And we haven't used grid on this type of project in the past, but supplemental bid items don't play a factor in determining the low bidder. They're a safety net for us. We have supplemental bid items to the contract in the event that something comes up that we didn't think of that may need attention. We at a minimum get a unit price from the contractor to make a repair that would typically be required under this type of project. So it's the unit prices that we get for these bid items, for the supplemental bid items, that can be negotiated with the contractor at a later date after the award has been made. We did talk to the contractor today, Jeff did, and it was an error, it was a typo, and they had indicated that in the event that we need GeoGrid, they'd be more than willing to provide us a fair price.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up. Any other discussion? We don't have a motion yet, do we? So we're not at the discussion phase.
I'll take a stab at it. Move to award the 2023 street resurfacing work to MCC and their bid of $649,890.29. For Longview, East Mission, Derby Lane, and Van Buren?
Correct.
And miscellaneous street patching.
And miscellaneous street patching, period.
Well said. Do I have a second?
What?
Do I have a second? okay, we have a second. Trustee Deutsch. Excuse me. Is there a problem?
Is Kenny Street not part of a motion?
Kenny Street is not part of the motion.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a motion, a second. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the 2023 street resurfacing award to MCC.
Excuse me. Resident had a question or a comment. Do we want to get that taken care of before we complete the voting? Okay. Never mind that.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9, action regarding 2023 sewer lining bid. Mr. G.
Bids for this year's sewer lining project were open last week Tuesday. We had two contractors bid on the work. Vigis Sewer was a low bidder at $81,607.50. This did come in within what we had estimated at $80,000. This is to line the Roselawn Sanitary Sewer from where we had ended in 2021 to Webster Avenue. Just for your reference, the cost to remove and replace the sanitary sewer would be, roughly speaking, about $95 a foot. So this is, roughly speaking, about a $90,000 savings to line it. So pleased to inform you of that. This work to be funded either by bonding or a portion of bonding in this year's budget for sanitary sewer repairs. This too was reviewed at the Public Works Committee, and they had made a recommendation to the Village Board to accept the low bid submitted by Vigis Sewer in the amount of $81,607.50.
Thank you. I was going to ask you, so what would it have cost if we had to dig it up? So thanks for answering that before I ask. Any questions for Sean? I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve the lining of Roseland Boulevard Sanitary Sewer by Visu Sewer Inc. at a cost of $81,607.50.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
I will second that.
Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? Quick question. When do you think this would take place?
We're hoping to award the work tomorrow. As soon as possible, we would like the work completed by June 9th so that we can get started with the street construction.
Okay. And is there any disruption when we do the sewer lining to residents?
Yes, there's minimal inconvenience to the homeowner. We ask that they don't run or use their water a whole lot during the day. Because when they go on the line, that pipeliner takes some time to cure, and we don't want people to use a whole lot of water when that process is taking place.
Okay. So, in the spirit of communication,
letter will go
right away as soon as we award it, or
that. We've built that into the contract. We put that on the contractor because we don't necessarily know what their schedule will be. We require that they get out a letter 48 or 72 hours in advance of the work to let the homeowner know that this work is going to be done, and that they ask that they limit the use of water during the installation of the liner.
Okay. So they have to have it 72 hours. Okay.
Either 72 or 48, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay. But yeah, I think the sooner the better. Okay, any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the sewer lining project. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Thank you. Item 10, action regarding set date and time to hold special meeting to take action on the 2023 street and utility reconstruction project bids.
So bids for the street and utility reconstruct project will open on March 28th and the 30th. The contractor awarded the work. We'll want to get started as soon as possible in May. The work will take a majority of this year's construction season, so they'll be anxious to get started right away. And to facilitate that, I'm requesting that a special village board meeting be held sometime the week of April 3rd, either on the 3rd or on the 7th, I guess. I'm going to be out of town at a conference on the 5th and the 6th, and there's an election on the 4th.
Okay. I would say the best way to go about that is for us to agree to have a special board meeting that week, and then send out calendar invites and see what we can do. Does that work?
Sure.
Just send it out to the board tomorrow and
Okay. Figure
out a time, and then we'll get it noticed. Does that work for you guys? Does that work for everyone? Okay. Item 11, action regarding a request to use ARPA funds in the amount of $5,000 for the Village of Alloway 150th anniversary celebration. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Mr. Lane.
Yes, so I'm looking at two events that I'm seeking to use some of these funds for, with the hope that we are able to secure some donations or sponsorships for this, but in the meantime, I need to secure
a band for August 10th. That's Big Mouth to be held down at Green Isle. That's the second of the two events, so you start with the second first, right?
Mm-hmm.
But been talking with Zambaldi's. They're looking at brewing a special beer, that way 150th or something along that line.
Very cool.
So I've got Big Mouth Reserve. I want to make sure that we don't lose that. Looking at having some food vendors and need to reach out to Badger State. Looking at trying to connect with those that either have a business in the village and or live in the village. So that's kind of the rationale between the two breweries that I'm looking at and coming down.
Okay.
The other event is a dual purpose. The opening of Heritage Hill. Heritage Hill has been a good partner with wanting to help the village celebrate the 150th. They've invited the village board to host the May 2nd board meeting at the Old Town Hall, which is located on the property. And following that, there will, or kind of in conjunction, and thereafter, will be a band and a food truck. So in order for us to be able to hold a meeting there, because they do charge entrance into the park, if we are the sponsor of the band, therefore the admission to the park would be waived. So I think it would be a good win-win for both parties. So that's the band for that one is called Frog. Oh, I wrote it down too. Frogwater. So it's acoustical duo out of Milwaukee that does blues, classical, and pop.
What's the name? Frog something?
Frogwater.
Frogwater.
How many people does the Old Town Hall hold? Because we get a lot of people coming to our meetings.
I think we're okay.
I'll get some residents if you need them.
Okay, thank you.
I think we'll be okay. I don't know the exact.
Okay. So not too many.
I'll be working with Mike, and we'll make sure to try to keep the agenda within reason.
Yep.
Especially if there's.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, might surprise, might get a crowd if they know that we're opening for Frog Water.
Or the opening act.
Yeah.
Crowd That's could cool. be crowd could be hopping.
Okay. So
use your
I'll accept the motion on this item.
Use your gavel. I move to authorize $5,000 for Village of Alloway 150th anniversary celebration.
Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? Looking forward to the celebration. We have a motion to approve the expenditure of ARPA funds in the total sum of $5,000. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. See you on May 2nd. Do we have to wear period attire or...
Just the village president.
There you go.
Well, at least I'll have some hair then.
Frog gear is recommended too.
Okay, item 12, action regarding special event authorization for an accessible Easter egg hunt at Optimus Park on April 8th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mr. Clerk.
Yes, we received... an application from You Belong Together Incorporated. They're looking to host an Easter egg hunt at Optimus Park. The event would be to provide public accessible Easter egg hunt for children throughout the area, especially including those with disabilities. So they're anticipating around 300. When they contacted us, they said that they held the event last year and they were way more than they expected, so that's why they wanted to come and utilize Optimus Park this year. And we really think that this would be a good event for the community. There is more information on their Facebook page at You Belong Wisconsin.
Very good. Any questions for Chris? Can I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? I think it's a wonderful event, and I'm glad it's going to be at Optimus Park. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We're skipping number 13 for now. Moving on to 14, report regarding certificate of appropriateness request approval by the Historic Preservation Committee on March 6, 2023 to raise a locally designated historical landmark monument commemorating the site of the first courthouse in Wisconsin located in the Heritage Hill State Park. Mr. Fuller.
This item is just to provide the board an update of action taken by the Historic Preservation Committee on March 6th, as you indicated. The structure was locally designated in 2021 in efforts to spur funding. But also the extent of the work was a lot larger in scope than they originally anticipated, and the structure has become a safety concern. So for a few of those reasons, the Historic Preservation Committee agreed to allow the structure to be just a point to be made. The most that the Historic Preservation Committee could have done would be delay the process of 90 days. And so because the organization that was making the request had already done some of the things that we would typically request an organization to do, look at alternative locations for the site or for the structure, try to fundraise, they already did all those. For those reasons, they decided it wasn't necessary to wait that 90 days. Proceed with raising the structure.
Okay, so they recommend no more than 45 days, right?
That's what staff recommended in the memo, but they ended up saying you could go ahead and remove it next day.
Okay, and the courthouse is there on the property, right?
There is a, you can pull that up real quick. Replica of the original courthouse. So the monument that was previously on the screen was erected by the GBCI inmates in 1925, approximately. And then in the 1970s, an archaeologist actually found the original foundations to the actual courthouse, and they then move this replica structure on the site of that existing foundation. So the courthouse, the first courthouse in Wisconsin, is still marked. Its history is still there. It's just a monument. It was erected 100 years ago. So it would not be removed.
In the spirit of our 150th anniversary, could we have Judge Bob hold court there?
I like it.
Ask the judge, see what he thinks.
Well, you could also tie that to the eventual closing of GBCI, since the reformatory built that in 1925, so this would be the first step.
So we could celebrate.
In that process.
Wonderful. What a creative.
We could sell the black granite stone.
Any questions for Trevor?
Continuing off that comment, Heritage Hill did say that because the structure was erected by inmates, it's more close to the history of the GBCI itself. And so for that, they were planning on using some of the granite pieces to related to the GBCI history.
So when we tear down GBCI, they want to use the granite? Okay.
That's what that means, yeah.
Like the idea.
When do they hope to start doing that now? Within 45 days? Not that far. The wall.
Immediately.
Okay. Thank you, Trevor. Item number 14, report regarding certificate of appropriateness. Item 15, future agenda items. Is there anything my fellow trustees would like to see on a future agenda except outside of the deer question, which will be on a future agenda item?
Yes.
Trustee Sims.
Might want to see it on a future agenda. All the trustees got a fairly well-reasoned letter from a constituent who asked us to weigh in on the Green Bay School District plan and their various options that might close or alter the way some of the Alloway buildings are run. And like I always do, I sat down and dashed off a response to her, and my off-the-cuff reaction was, you have the opportunity to direct those to the Green Bay School Board jurisdictionally. And I also said, I want to know more about it. And I did talk to Brad, and I'm not a fan of municipalities weighing in, save the whales or the Ukraine, things that aren't in their jurisdiction. But a couple questions about the school district plan is, if we did do a sense of the board resolution, would that have any influence? Or are there legal reasons where we would have standing? And I just, I was aware, Brad, you shared that at least two of the schools of the three, the grade schools in Alloway, were built by the Alloway School District and annexed by the Green Bay School District. Now, annexation, it's probably totally out of our hands, but can we go back to the fine print and see if there's any reference to what might happen if those properties stop being schools? It's at least worth looking at.
Yep.
So I guess in open session, and we may decide this is not ours to weigh in on, and the woman raised some valid points about it really is about the, good schools are important to things we do every day for economic development and taxation and keeping the community healthy. So, is that a conversation we might have at the board level? But anyway, Brad, do we have any legal standing or particular legal influence on this stuff?
We're not discussing that now.
You
want that on a future
agenda. He looked like on a future agenda. But
on a future agenda. He's looking into that.
He is looking into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll put that on a future.
I get all excited.
Just trying to keep this
organized.
Okay, any other future agenda items? Hearing none. Accept the motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E. Deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing in public funds, for conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Do I have such a motion?
You do. Under 1985-1E, I will make that motion and enter closed session.
And that is specifically for a developer's agreement?
Goes without saying.
We have a motion to convene in the closed session. Pardon? Oh, I'm sorry. There are two reasons for doing so. And for Wisconsin Statute 1985-1C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility.
Yeah, my motion should have said 1985-1C.
Okay. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Thank you. We are in closed session. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We'll see you on May 2nd in the closer quarters.
Hey, Jason, if
motion passes. We are back in open session. We have nothing to report on nor vote on. So I will accept the motion to adjourn. Trustee Deutsch, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone.